As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Dave Damashek here, and guess who's sitting exactly 6 feet away from me? Adam Carolla. And we're both here to let you know your favorite Adam Carolla Show segment now has its very own feed.
Well, what about the injuries? And I go, that's fine, but what about being a your whole life?
We know the real reason so many people tune into the Adam Carolla Show. So let's give the people what they want, eh?
I've seen pictures of him in Russia with his shirt off, and he looks pretty chiseled.
Enjoy all the good sports segments together in just one place. Make sure you subscribe to Good Sports, available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and all your favorite podcast platforms. No one anything to do with performance enhancing. Just, you know, being a hero, you mm-hmm. know?
That's what I'd like.
Anything to add, Ace?
No.
Okay.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, this is Dan Patrick.
Yep, we're still here on this Wednesday. It's Hour 1, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Paulie and I in the Man Cave, Seton at his house, McLovin at his place in Brooklyn, Fritzy at his house in Connecticut as well. Glad you're part of the program in whatever way you want to be part of it. You can email, you can dial us up, you can tweet if you like, you can do all the above. Want to thank the nearly 90,000 who voted for the first 2 days of Meat Madness. Pretty impressive. We got more Meat Madness songs to bring to you, the Carolina region. That'll be coming up a little bit later on in the program. Let me run down the guest list here, because we got Bruce Arians, Tampa Bay head coach, Anthony Grant from my Dayton Flyers, Katie Ledecky, the five-time gold medal winner, the Olympic swimmer, and he played Kevin from The Office, Brian Baumgartner. 15 years ago this week, The Office debuted. We thought it'd be nice to have Brian on to take a trip down memory lane. Have a poll question, play of the day, a couple of stats of the day as well, and we'll hear from Tom Brady coming up here in a moment. Carolina Panthers released Cam Newton yesterday, and it was a move that we expected. But, you know, you have that 30-year-old talent, and you're not quite sure what you have. But the Panthers moved on. They're in a rebuild. They brought in Teddy Bridgewater. And you go back to Cam when he was drafted number one overall in 2011. And just like the 2012 number one overall pick, Andrew Luck, they both had some tough injury histories here. You got a foot injury. You also have the shoulder injury. But Cam's eager to play. He posted on Instagram yesterday. He's free and hungry. Former league MVP. When he's healthy, he's great. And I think that's why the Carolina Panthers decided to move on. That owner said, hey, well, let me know when he's healthy. And I think they found out that he wasn't healthy or healthy enough, and they decided to move on. But he's got that rare combination of size, speed, arm strength, running ability. And with the right coach, right situation, maybe we get a chance to see Cam Newton be the Cam Newton that we saw when he entered the NFL. I don't know as far as landing spots, because we had Adam Schefter on yesterday, and he doesn't know. Now, we can speculate. I think most of us think the Patriots will somehow end up with Cam Newton, because that's Belichickian. But could he go to Jacksonville? That was my suggestion. Is there another team that would bring him in? And also, it's a delicate balance of bringing in somebody like Cam, big personality, and can I bring in a quarterback, a former MVP, who's willing to go, I'll accept the backup role? And I think that'll be the delicate balance of where he ends up. It feels like Jameis Winston knows, hey, I got to go back in and figure this out. I am a backup quarterback for the time being. Andy Dalton's another tricky situation. You know, does he go in and say, all right, I get it, I'm a backup quarterback? It's really hard if you're doing this for 5, 7, 8 years where you're the starter, and all of a sudden you go in and you go, I'm better than this guy. That's the situation that Nick Foles is in with Chicago. He knows he's better than Mitchell Trubisky and will probably get that job. But you have, you know, that backup, you know, Jacoby Brissett backing up Phillip Rivers. In his mind, Jacoby Brissett probably thinks, I'm better than Phillip Rivers. But Phillip Rivers is in for a one-year deal. If you're Dallas, do you bring in Jameis Winston? That was my suggestion. It gives you a little insurance with Dak Prescott, but also you get somebody who pushes Dak a little bit. Make him better. Continue. And we've seen all of these teams where somehow, some way, at some time, they have to go to their backup quarterback. New Orleans went to Teddy Bridgewater, and he won 5 games. And Teddy got a starting job in Carolina. Jacksonville sold on Gardner Minshew. There's 4 quarterbacks who are going to be selected in the first round. If Tua gets drafted, whoever drafts Tua should redshirt him. If that's Miami, then Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be your starting quarterback there. And I get that, and that's the right call. If the Chargers take Justin Herbert, he's not ready to start right now. You got Tyrod Taylor, I'm fine with that. Jordan Love is not ready to start. What if New England would take him late in the first round? I certainly understand that. And then you got Joe Burrow, who is going to go number one, and he's going to be expected to play right away. We'll come up with a poll question here, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to the great audience watching on YouTube, youtube.com/TheDanPatrickShow. This program is brought to you by True Car. Before you buy a car, sell a car, make sure you check out True Car. Build the car that you want. Compare models by options from discovery to pricing to reviews. Get everything you need with the new True Car. Tom Brady introduced to the media in Tampa and nationally yesterday. Now, it was a conference call, and Tom was asked why he chose Tampa Bay.
There are a lot of things that really were, intriguing to me about the organization and, you know, the players and the coaches and, you know, the willingness of everyone to try to, you know, accomplish what the goal of playing football is, which is to win. You know, I'm going to try to do everything I can in my position and what I'm responsible for to make that happen. And, you know, I've got to trust that everyone else is doing the exact same thing. So in that part, it's no different from, you know, what I've experienced, for 20 years in my own role.
Brady also talked about when he decided to leave the Patriots.
It was really, you know, the night that I had stopped by and spoke with Mr. Kraft and asked if I could come over and see him. And we spoke and we had a great conversation, you know, and I just wanted to express, what he's meant to me in my life. And we spoke with Coach Belichick at the same time. We were at different locations. So we talked to him and it was a great conversation. And got a chance to talk to Jonathan Kraft as well. And, you know, all three of those guys have been involved in so many important decisions in my life, but career-related, personal-related.
Yeah, I don't know if he decided that night when he went to see Mr. Kraft or it was already decided. My gut feeling is, and I only heard this from one source who said, that Tom knew that he was going in to say goodbye to Mr. Kraft. That he owed it to him, and he wanted to say it face-to-face with him. Couldn't do that with Bill Belichick. Went in, did the right thing. But in his mind, and that's why some of the members of the media in New England, I thought, were blind to this, that, no, Tom doesn't know where he's going. No, Tom knew where he was going because he went in there and was able to competently walk out of there knowing where he was going. And whether it was going to be anytime soon that he was going to announce it, my gut feeling, and from what I was told, is Tom already knew where he was going when he went in to see, you know, Robert Kraft. You know, maybe that's semantics, maybe it's minutia, maybe nobody cares. You're not going to hear anything from Brady personally about this. You'll hear from people who speak to people in Brady's camp, and then maybe we get some spin on this. You're probably not going to hear much on the side from Bill Belichick. You'll hear it from Robert Kraft because Robert Kraft is spinning this that, hey, I love Tommy, wanted to keep Tommy, he's like a son to me, but you know what? We decided what's best for him, and we certainly understand that. And thank you for the memories. That's the spin he's going to have and has had. Belichick doesn't care. Belichick put out the nice little, you know, PR move, and he's moving on. You know, his next press conference, when he's asked about this, we're moving on to Jarrett Stidham. He wants to talk about the players who are on the team. He's not going to be there going, yeah, let's take a trip down memory lane with Tom Brady. He's moved on, so is Brady. The people around them might have something to say about this. And I'm still curious about it because I do think there was bad blood. I don't think he enjoyed playing with the Patriots, even though they were winning. He had already established his legacy. Greatest quarterback of all time, in the conversation, greatest player of all time, and nothing in New England was going to enhance that. If you go to Tampa and now you do something where you take him to the playoffs, you have a really good year, maybe you take him deep into the playoffs, that seems to, like, we expect Belichick to do well. I don't know if people are expecting Brady to do well with Tampa Bay. With Belichick, well, it's Belichick and the Patriots there. With Tom going to Tampa, I think if I said to you they're going to win 10 and lose in the opening round, you'd probably say that's a pretty successful season. I'm curious about picking Bruce Arians because of the offense. This is something that Bruce Arians does. Bruce Arians likes to throw the football down the field. Now, that didn't play to Jameis Winston's strength, even though he's got a great arm, he's got a lot of talent, but he made mistakes. And those mistakes get magnified, amplified, the further down the field you throw the football. Brady and Jameis Winston, this is the distribution of passes by yards downfield. Last year, behind the line of scrimmage, Brady, 25% of his passes were behind the line of scrimmage. 50% were between 1 and 10 yards. So 75% of his passes were 10 yards or less. Jameis Winston had 60% of his passes. He got in trouble with the 11 to 20 yards. That's where 26% of Jameis Winston's passes were thrown. So 75% of Brady's throws were within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. Third highest percentage in the NFL. Jameis Winston, 60%. That was the lowest in the NFL. Bruce Arians likes to throw the ball down the field. For instance, when he was with the Steelers, they were first in the league in passes or average yards downfield per attempt. First. With the Colts, when he was there, first. With the Cardinals, second. The Buccaneers, last year, first. They're going to throw the ball down the field. Now, Brady is obviously better than Jameis Winston. Smarter quarterback, a more accurate quarterback. Does Bruce Arians change that philosophy? Because it felt like Brady was, that was their running game, was their short passing game. But I'm curious about Bruce Arians' offense, and I'm going to ask him about that when he joins us. Do you change your philosophy at all with Brady there, playing to his strengths? But he'll join us coming up. McLovin, you got a poll question for me this morning.
Yeah, I have a couple Cam Newton options.
All right.
I'm going to give you two teams and give you different choices. If you're the Jaguars, do you want to go with Gardner Minshew and hope he's good, go with Gardner Minshew and hope he's bad and get Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields next year, or take a risk and go with Cam Newton?
I don't know what Jacksonville's doing. And if you said that they're going to be a team that is going to be tanking for Trevor, I get it. If I'm Jacksonville, I need something there. And that would make a lot. If you're looking at placing him, if you're the NFL and you want to place Trevor Lawrence, where would you want to place him? Jacksonville, I need to help out that franchise. Plus, if I take Trevor overseas and play some games in London, you know, he's a draw. That makes a lot of sense. If I wanted to place somebody with Trevor Lawrence, it would be Jacksonville. What other poll questions, McLovin?
Okay, same question for the Chargers. Would you rather go with Tyrod Taylor and a draft pick or go with Tyrod Taylor and Cam Newton? I think you need both because of Cam's health.
Well, Tyrod Taylor is a Band-Aid, and he's going to know that. And he knows that the Chargers are going to draft a quarterback. If I go Tyrod Taylor and Cam Newton, I don't think that works out because Cam, in his mind, is going to go in. If Cam is healthy, he's going to – at some point, he's going to say, I'm healthy. If Tyrod Taylor struggles, like that to me feels like that could detonate. So, no, I would do Tyrod Taylor, and I'd go Justin Herbert, and then I'd try to build off that rookie quarterback salary. What else, McLeod?
Okay. Off of Adam Schefter yesterday, would you postpone the NFL draft if you were the NFL because teams are saying they're at a competitive disadvantage?
Yeah, I get this. Andrew Brent, smart guy, says, as with free agency, NFL seems determined to power through the draft on scheduled dates despite pushback from decision makers, in parentheses, general managers. Without an event to stage, draft timing seems flexible. Why not push the date? Well, that's the key in what Andrew pointed out. It is an event. This is a TV show that the NFL wants to put on here. And can you do your job? And I want to ask Bruce Arians that as well. How difficult is this if you're not around these players? You're not able to go to pro days. You know, your scouts aren't able to go out. Like it feels like you're kind of handcuffing some of these people that their jobs depend on who you're drafting. And are you allowing them to do their due diligence here? That's the only reason why I would stop the draft. If you want to do it teleconference, you want to do it, where you're Skyping, whatever technology you have, I get it. And you're still going to get a big number, probably a bigger number because of this, because there's no other sports on TV. But if you don't allow these scouts, these GMs, these coaches, and these players to showcase their talents, then I would push that draft. What else?
Okay, if you're Bruce Arians, when you find out you have Tom Brady, is part of you nervous? I was going to ask, are you more excited or nervous? But is the expectation a negative thing for a coach getting Tom Brady?
Well, I think you got to be pretty excited. I wouldn't be nervous after having Jameis Winston. Because now I know at least I have a guy who will take care of the football. That's your first goal. Like, you want to make sure that guy doesn't lose games. He doesn't beat himself here. And that's what you had with Jameis Winston. Bruce Arians had to go into every game going, he could throw for five. He could get picked off for five. Like, I don't know. With Brady, now you move on to something else with the offense, or maybe it's something with the defense. You're not worried about that. Nervous? No. I don't think we're going to go, Bruce Arians, oh, you couldn't win with Tom Brady. They're going to win. The question is, how much are they going to win? Yeah, McLovin.
But didn't you say that Jameis Winston could do some things long ball-wise that Tom Brady can't do?
I want to see if Brady has somebody who can get open 10 yards down the field. Because part of the reason why he had all those dump-off passes is you had a banged-up offensive line, and you didn't have anybody who stretched the field. I mean, they were waiting for N'Keal Harry to be that star. There's no Gronk there. Edelman is 33, coming off an injury. Now you got guys who can make plays. Two good tight ends, two good wide receivers. Now he's got options. He might even go, that guy's open, but that guy's really open. That'd be something that would be rare for Tom in the last few years. Yeah, Paulie?
We have Bruce Arians coming up. How do you think he was informed that Tom Brady was interested or had decided? Do you think Tom calls him, people, middlemen, the GM? How do you think that works?
I don't know if Tom recruited Arians or Arians recruited Tom, but I'm going to ask him about that coming up. Matt in Detroit joins us. Hey, Matt, what do you have for me today?
Dan, come on, man.
What?
These Buccaneers receivers are so good. Chris Godwin is probably the best route runner.
Wait. Am I so-called Danny Downer? How did I besmirch them? I got him going to the playoffs, Matt.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think Tom is going to put up the kind of numbers that people are expecting because their defense is actually really, really good. So I think you're going to see a lot of dump-offs like he had to James White in New England, stuff like that. You know, it's Bruce Arians, man. They're not going to go, you know, it's not going to be like the big plays down the field.
Wait. That's what Bruce Arians does, Matt. I'm confused here. I'm on your side with the Buccaneers being good.
Okay.
I think the defense. Wait, where have you been, Matt? I've been saying this defense was a top five defense at the end of the year. You got to get their offensive line shored up, but you do have talent there, and you got Bruce Arians, and Tom's not going to make mistakes, and he might have guys that are actually open when he throws. But I appreciate your phone call. That's Matt in Detroit. I don't know if he's all in as a Buccaneer fan, but how did he misconstrue where my loyalty was? Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, a week ago, before Brady, you said they're going to the playoffs. You didn't even need Brady.
No. Teddy Bridgewater is taking them to the playoffs. Yes, Seton O'Connor.
Not even, forget about a week ago, just 60 seconds before that guy was on air, you were talking about how and what a luxury it was Tom Brady finally had all these weapons.
I think Matt may have been into his cups or something. I am Mr. Buccaneer. We got new Buccaneer, we got Tom Brady t-shirts. Go to the website.
Tampa Bay.
I signed off on these. I said, send them, print them. Let's go. Let's get those t-shirts out there.
All in.
Yeah, yes, McLovin.
Are you going to show up in September wearing an eye patch? Is this
I
how
might,
all in you are?
I might. First game, I'm wearing the eye patch.
I'm the eye patch guy, Dan.
Yeah.
Come on, that's my bit.
Yeah.
I called it.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yes, Fritzy.
So can we get you on record? Are we saying 10-6 and a bow out in the first round? Where are
I'm
we going
saying
the
they're
Bucs?
Making the playoffs. If all goes well, they're going to be 10-6. They're going to 10-. Oh, that's right. We don't have the extra game yet. Then they would be 11-6. But 10-6, and they're going to be in the opening round of the playoffs. And depending on the matchup, we'll see. I'm all in on the Buccaneers. And I said to you, anybody want to join me? Eye patches for everybody and Tampa Bay t-shirts. If you're with me, go buck yourself.
Whoa.
Who's with me?
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. Got a little fired up there. All right. Got to take a break here. Take a break. Bruce Arians will join us coming up. I'll ask him a few things about that offense. And did Tom recruit the Buccaneers or vice versa? 20 after the hour, just getting started here on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Once again, it's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today, GEICO.com.
Everyone knows that finding qualified candidates when you're hiring is a very difficult job. But I'll tell you right now, ZipRecruiter makes it a lot easier. Let's talk about Codable co-founder Gretchen Huebner experienced how challenging hiring can be after unsuccessfully searching for a new game artist to grow her education tech company. But then she switched to ZipRecruiter and saw an immediate difference. And you too can sign up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Dan Patrick. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dan Patrick. With results like that, it's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter is definitely the smartest way to hire. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Dan Patrick. Again, if you want to hire smart, qualified people, you have to go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/DanPatrick. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dan Patrick.
Make sure you check out all the gear we have, DanPatrick.com. We're doing some spring cleaning. You guys have taken advantage of this. I'm glad. $10 t-shirts, $15 baseball caps, some items up to 65% off, plus free shipping when you spend $50 or more. Tampa fans, got some new t-shirts for you as well. Alabama fans, get ready. We got a great one for you coming up. At least I'm going to see if we can do it. We talked about it prior to the show. Go to DanPatrick.com and check him out. He's the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. My Buccaneers, Bruce Arians, on the show. Anything new in Tampa to talk about, Bruce?
Not much, Dan. Not much. Things are kind of quiet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard. How'd you take yesterday's press conference? What did you take away from Brady?
It's hard. You know, it's probably the first one for me where everybody's on telephones and there's nobody. You can't answer questions to face-to-face, so it's kind of really weird. But, yeah, Tom is Tom. You know, he was about right to the point and just like he always is.
When did you know he was interested?
really just that night, you know, that late night phone call, and I felt the excitement in his voice and say, damn, we got a shot.
Wait, but how's that work? Does it come up with a number that's, you know, private number? Does it come up TB12?
Yeah, we were hooked up through his agent. And,
okay.
Okay. You know, so everybody's number stayed safe.
So this was like a week and a half ago when you guys first made contact?
Yeah, I think it was last Wednesday night around 6:30.
Because I was
sometime in the evening.
I was wondering if he recruited you or you recruited him. Like, did you get a feeling at some point? Wait a minute, he's selling himself to us.
Yeah, I really did. I really did. That's probably what shocked me the most and got me the most excited. You know, it was a great conversation about a lot of different things and, you know, different change in his life, you know, after 20 years and moving his family to a great town and all those things.
Is he moving the family to Tampa?
Yes.
Are you going to help? Do you have a guest house for him? How's this working out here?
No. No guest house for me. I think they'll have plenty of options, but there's some really good properties and to settle the family in.
How nervous are you to have Brady as your quarterback?
Really, not at all. It's very relieving. You know, somebody that I know is going to grind it out harder than, you know, probably anybody I've had since Peyton. Ben grinded. I mean, just the great ones just grind it out. And, you know, they're going to be prepared on Sunday. And, you know, and then not that Jameis didn't grind it out. He worked his tail off. But to have a guy that steps in the huddle and everybody just goes, whoop, stand at attention, let's roll.
I was also wondering about your offensive philosophy. You love to throw the ball down the field. No matter where you've been, you're usually first or second in average yards per attempt. Will that continue with Brady?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, Tom put it probably the best. He's going to throw it to the guy that's open. If the guy that's got his, that the deep guy's open, we kind of look down there first on a lot of things when we get the right matchups. But we probably run the short control passing game as much as anybody in the league, especially out of empty sets, and always have. It's a staple of what we do. And then just, hey, we're gonna run the ball, take those deep shots when we can.
Back in February, you were quoted on NFL Network as saying, quote, the Bucs had a plan at quarterback. Was that plan different in February than it is today?
No, it was just take everybody that we think might even hit the market, grade their entire year's work, some even into last year, and let's get a list of who we think would improve us over Jameis. And we really went through about eight guys and came up with two.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater is the backup plan?
Yes.
It's a good plan to have there, Bruce.
Yeah, well, it was amazing to think that those quarterbacks would all hit the market this year. But we were more than ready to try to work and fix Jameis.
Do you like being known as the quarterback whisperer?
No, that was my old football coach, Jimmy Sharp. When we started writing that book, he came up with the title, and I couldn't say no to him.
Wait, so you do like, you don't shy away from it, but you don't have business cards that, or you don't introduce yourself as, hey, quarterback whisperer.
No, not at all. I've been very, very blessed to have been around some really, really good ones in my career.
Well, you coach Peyton, Ben, Carson Palmer, Tom. What's the common trait that you look for in these quarterbacks, or you find
a guy that gets left out, and I thought was a hell of a player, was Tim Couch, and then he just got broken up. Andrew Luck. I mean, they all whatever they're playing, they're going to win. I don't care if it's dominoes, tiddlywinks, shooting pool, playing golf. They're going to win, and if you're their partner, you better play your ass off.
But I worry about these younger quarterbacks when they come into the league, Bruce, where, you know, Peyton struggled. Tony Dungy was on the show recently, and he said, look at Peyton's numbers first 5 years and look at Jameis Winston. They struggle. We don't have the patience anymore, and it feels like if it's Blake Bortles, if it's Mitchell Trubisky, Ryan Tannehill, it's going to be Jameis. Like, you have to fail before you succeed, and the question is, you know, can you still stay in that same you know, city with that same team, or do we move on? Like, it feels like you got 2 years, maybe three at the most, to prove yourself.
Yeah, I think it's always been that way. The thing with Peyton is the numbers didn't equate to the winning. When you're winning, the numbers, who cares? You know, he goes 3-13 and then 13-3. So it was like, hey, that's good enough to win. But what happened was we got a damn defense, you know, in the second year. And, the one guy that never got credit for that turnaround was Cornelius Bennett. And it's kind of like Tom. When Cornelius Bennett came into our locker room in Indy, Everything changed.
Hey, he was a great player. Actually, an underrated player when you think about it, Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, how do you work with Brady since you can't be, how do you work remotely?
Yeah, it's going to have to be creative. You know, the beautiful thing of technology now, being able to have everything on computers, and he's still like me, a computer for him is a playbook and a pencil. So getting him all the information, he's so smart. It'll be easy for him to digest it, equate it, collaborate over the phone, maybe even video conferencing, so we're face-to-face, but just to get his ideas, our ideas, mesh them all together.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Whose philosophy are you adapting more to him or vice versa?
Probably vice versa. You know, it's a lot easier for a really smart guy to learn something new than 20 other average learners to learn something else. They know the offense. Those other guys know the offense. And it's a lot easier for Tom just to switch some verbiage.
Should we have the draft? Can you do your job? Can your scouts do their jobs? Your GM do his job?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, you know, the only thing we're missing are the visits, getting some guys on the board. But even then, you can still call guys, get that information, FaceTime them and put them on a blackboard and ask them questions. So you can get all the information. You just got to work harder.
What are we going to do with the uniforms?
Man, I can't wait to see them.
Well, give me an idea, because I didn't like the ones you had last year. I mean, can we go back to the classic 70s?
I think once the helmet rule changes next year, we might have some creamsicles and some throwbacks, which I think are the best uniforms in the league. I think the new ones are going to be really, really sharp, more classical.
Yeah, but I can't wait
to see him.
I just worry about how Brady looks in this. This is really all about Brady. And I just think the creamsicle, it just feels, you know, Giselle likes the creamsicle.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's just going to have to wait a year.
Now, why do we have to wait a year with the helmets?
I think next year that you can have two different helmets. The safety thing.
Okay.
I don't know how. The same damn helmet. One's white, one's pewter.
You got a lot of good problems there, Bruce. Got a lot of good problems. If I would have told you a couple of years ago when you were retired, hey, by the way, you're coming back. You're going to coach Tom Brady. You would have said what?
What are you smoking? Yeah. Broken,
it's going to be fun. My Buccaneers. We're going to the playoffs, Bruce.
Yes, indeed, brother.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Hey, good to talk to you. Thank you again.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Bruce Arians. He's in a good mood, rightfully so. What are you smoking, and can you get me some?
That's the Bucks' new motto.
# Tommy. Can you check on Zillow? We do this sometimes where we check on real estate. Maybe we check there for Tom Brady.
Like the nicest house in Tampa?
Yeah, like what's available.
Whole place.
Yeah. Maybe there's a place next to Jeter, St. Jetersburg.
Probably a good neighborhood, Jeets.
Yeah. Well, I think Jeter is the neighborhood.
He has his own neighborhood?
I think he has a moat. Yeah. Yes, McLovin. Yes,
Tommy?
McLovin.
Oh, Super Bowl's in Tampa. Are we staying with Tommy, or what's the deal?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. But I was kind of surprised. Maybe Chris Godwin, we get to stay with him. Yeah, Tommy, I don't think that'll work out. I mean, we can ask, but I didn't know he's moving the family down there too. I thought that they might move to Miami and that he could commute back and forth. Yes, Paul.
The highest priced house on the market in Tampa, it's $10,900,000
9,000 square feet. It's gorgeous, right on the water, as you'd expect. But then you can get something in the $5 million range, which for Tom is no big thing.
Well, he plans on being there for 2 years at least.
Well, this is kind of a nice one, a brick New England-y style in Florida. That may ease the transition.
No, he left that behind.
He's gone.
Yeah, he left that
behind. Oh, you want to go full
He's
Florida.
Moving on. He's moving on.
We're on to contemporary?
away from
colonial.
Yeah. I think Brady was selling himself to the Buccaneers. I think the Buccaneers went into that call going, okay, we got everything in order. Okay, who's going to speak first? Okay, who's going to bring up that? And then I think they got to the point where Brady was like, hey, this is what I bring. This is what I want to do. Hey, I don't care about my number. The first thing, I think the only thing he asked for is he wanted everybody's phone number on the team. He didn't ask for number 12. He didn't ask for anything. Because remember, that was the report. He wanted to have a say in personnel decisions. And I was thinking, why would Brady want to be involved in that? Unless you're going, hey, can I have an offensive lineman? Hey, can I get a wide receiver? If I'm Bruce Arians, I would want to ask Tom Brady, hey, what do you think of this guy? Or we're thinking about using a third-round pick on this. What do you think? I mean, I'd at least ask him out of respect. And the fact that he's been with Belichick for 20 years, he's going to be bringing that kind of knowledge to Tampa Bay. You're not just getting Brady. You're getting the archives of the New England Patriots. And you'd be crazy not to at least ask him about that. What do you think we should do? Hey, tell me what kind of tackle you need. Hey, tell me, you know, what kind of lineman are you comfortable with? Now, what routes do you want your wide receivers? How are you going to use both tight ends? You know, those are the things that I would just be picking his brain. A couple of phone calls here. David in Nova Scotia. Hey, David, good to have you back.
Yeah, bud.
Hey.
Danny, glad to see you're on the Bucks train. Finally, it only took you about 5 years, but hey, we got Tampa in there. I like the new T-shirts, by the way. Plan to see you guys in Tampa when the Bucks are in the Super Bowl there at the new Sombrero. So yep. Looking forward to drinking some beers with you next February. Wanted to shout out the biggest Bucks fan I know, Brooks Bear, a little guy of mine, huge Bucks fan. And just wanted to get your take on where do you think the Bucks need to go in the draft here upcoming to make sure we got the right squad around.
I want offensive linemen in there because Tom didn't have a lot of time in New England, and that's why he would throw those little dump-off passes. If 75% of your passes are 10 yards or less, you know, if you give him time, he's going to need time to find these receivers who are able to stretch the field a little bit. Royal Boy joins us from Iowa. Hey, Royal.
Hello, Dan. Long-time listener, same age demographic as you. Just kind of wanted to roll up a thing with Tom Brady and Joe Montana that you know, now that he's on a different team. You know, Joe went to Kansas City against extremely tough competition, made it to the title game against John Elway. And I just have so much trouble. I just can't buy that Tom Brady was better than Joe Montana. What Steve Young did, one Super Bowl, that other one for Joe. And I'd just like to listen to what your comments are. I know this has probably been talked through and through, but we'll see how he does on a different team. Joe did pretty well, and that Kansas City team wasn't very good then.
Yeah, he did a great job, got him to the AFC title game. They lost to John Elway. You know, I have great admiration for Joe Montana. Became friends with him a few years ago, but I look at what he did and when he did it, and then I'm looking at Brady and what he's doing and how he's done it. It just feels like it's two different leagues. It's two different positions because you weren't throwing 30 touchdowns back then. Joe was, and he hates hearing it, but he was a game manager. But it's the ultimate compliment I can give you. In my opinion, my vernacular, and he got upset when McLovin was called out at the Super Bowl, a system quarterback. Now, I say that he, and Montana said, yeah, I got four system rings, but a game manager does whatever is needed in the moment. You have the ability to do whatever it takes. And some of the great quarterbacks, they manage the game. The guys who don't manage the game, who have a lot of athleticism, a lot of talent, but they're not smart in the moments where you need to be smart. And you can't get by with just athleticism. You have to get by with understanding the game. Brady's a game manager as well. There are certain guys who weren't. You know, Brett Favre wasn't a game manager, but he was a unicorn. Fabulous. Fun to watch. You know, Joe Namath could manage a game. When Joe was healthy, he could manage a game. It was, you know, they won the Super Bowl with defense and running the football. He had a couple of big passes. That was it. You know, just what do you do when the game is on the line? Russell Wilson's a game manager. It's the ultimate compliment I can give you. You manage the game. You take what is there. Then you take your shots. We're seeing that with Patrick Mahomes. In college, he was like Brett Favre in the NFL. Just wing it. Have fun. Throw it around. Maybe you throw it to the right guy. We're going to have to, you know, throw for 500 yards. And then you get into the NFL, and you can't do that. He takes his chances when he needs to. But there's also this ability to be able to understand the situation you're in and make the right call. Jameis Winston is not a game manager. He's got more talent than Tom Brady does. He's not able to manage a game. And until he does that, he's not going to be a starter in the league. Take a break. Play of the day coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Once again, it's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. GEICO.com. Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Runner left, I got it! I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out. When he's covered closely, he passes off to teammates. And if their efforts are unsuccessful, he provides the insurance. Alcindor, again, good for 2 points.
It's courtesy of Critical Past. Lou Alcindor's first title at UCLA beat Dayton on this day, 1967. We'll talk to the current Dayton coach, Anthony Grant, coming up in a little bit. UCLA, first of their 7 consecutive titles. I believe this is supposed to be Penny Lane. Beatles number 1 on the charts on this day, 1967. Yes, Paul.
When you were I don't know what year you were in school. Were you in college when Lou Alcindor, you were in high school when Lou Alcindor was playing?
I was in grade school.
Oh, so like 8th, 9th grade?
Yeah.
Was he a household name sports-wise while he was in college at UCLA?
Yes.
Like as famous as Zion Williamson
I knew about
was.
Him in high school at Power Memorial. Oh, he would have blown away the coverage that Zion got.
I'm just trying to compare.
They had national news, the press conference when he announced that he was going to UCLA, and, you know, they had already won the national titles with a smaller lineup with Gail Goodrich, Walt Hazard, and Keith Erickson. And then all of a sudden, John Wooden got Lou Alcindor. The news was national news when the freshman team beat the varsity, when Lou Alcindor, I believe Lucius Allen and Mike Warren and Lynn Shackelford were there. Then he gets to play, and he wins 3 consecutive championships. He loses 2 games. I think he lost to USC in a slowdown, like 44-42, and then he lost that regular season game to Houston in the Astrodome. But Lou Alcindor, the play of the day against my Dayton Flyers. Gentlemen, listen up. Tecovas Boots, handmade full-grain leathers by world-class bootmakers. Tecovas cuts out the middleman. Sells directly to you at amazing prices. Shipping, returns, exchanges, free and easy. Visit Tecovas, TECOVAS.com/DP. Tecovas, Western Goods for New Frontiers. I want to go back to something that Bruce Arians said, because the timing of Tom Brady deciding he wanted to go to Tampa. Now, I said to Bruce, when did you hear from Tom? And he said 6:30 p.m. Eastern a week ago. A week ago today, a week ago tonight, he hears from Brady. And then you realize what happened after that phone call. Tom goes to Robert Kraft's house and says, thank you, but I'm leaving. Tom knew where he was going when he went to Mr. Kraft's house. Just look at the timeline here. He does the phone call. He hears what he wants to hear. He sells them. They sell him. And then he probably says to his wife, I'm going to go over and tell Mr. Kraft personally I'm going to be leaving. And that's what happened. He did know where he was going when he went to Robert Kraft's house. And then he calls Belichick. They knew he wasn't coming back. They gave him an offer that he could refuse. And I can't imagine what it must have been like when Tom got off that phone. He hangs up the phone, and that conversation with his wife, I'd love to know what that was all about. Like, this is when you needed to do Tom versus Time in the reality show. Why is it reality shows are never great when it's real? Record the good stuff here. And maybe he did, but I would love to know when he hung up that phone and said, honey, we're going to Tampa. They want me. I want them. This is a great situation. And, you know, we can live in Miami. You can live in Miami, or we can live in Tampa, whatever it is. I can commute, whatever it is. But that's where I want to go. I can't tell you how good I feel about this. But I got to go talk to Mr. Kraft. Do you want me to go with you? No. I'm going to go. All right. Well, while you're out, can you bring something home for dinner? That'd be nice. Can you do something for me? All right. Thank you. All right. Now get out of here. Love you. Love you too. And then you call Belichick after that, and you say, Bill, probably know this, but I'm not gonna come back. I'm going to go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then all of a sudden it started to leak. And, you know, because you're telling Belichick and Kraft, and they're not going to tell anybody, at least not then, that night. And then all of a sudden it started to trickle out because somebody in Tampa probably went, hey, don't tell anybody, but it's going to be fun. My Buccaneers. I think I'm going to wear an eye patch every Monday. I'm going to be the Buccaneer. Paulie, call your eye patch guy.
Hey.
How about, can we get Tom Brady eye patches? Orange eye patches. Yes. Anthony Grant, my Flyers head coach, joins us coming up.
Love podcasts? You'll love Podcast Magazine, taking readers into the lives of today's leading podcasters and beyond the microphone of the shows fans love. Each month, Podcast Magazine's dedicated writers share personal interviews, industry happenings, exclusive categorical charts, and independent ratings and reviews of the under-the-radar shows. If you listen to podcasts, subscribe now at podcastmagazine.com and grab a free lifetime subscription while you can. That's podcastmagazine.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton in include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.